Rob.
You want it, don't you, fat boy? You want that donut? Go ahead and have a bite.
Anybody.
Party. Bean party.
Stay up and we watch the bean.
And Dawn.
If I could rip my blood out of me right now, it'd be boiling already and ready to boil some pasta.
The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.
We got this email, rad@radio.com. It is from Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Ironically timed in that it came in during yesterday morning's show when what she's asking about wasn't happening but is happening today. Or, looked at the other way, was happening but isn't happening today. It depends on the perspective from which she is asking. And she wrote it yesterday. Coincidence?
I'm confused.
Of course you're confused.
Yeah.
You can barely follow the bouncing ball when they put it on the TV captions, Kyle. Come on.
I like the bouncing ball. I don't know what you're talking about.
I knew it. That's the problem. You focus on the ball, not the words.
The words aren't fun.
Taylor says, I'm sorry if you've covered this already. We have. But why some days of the week is Brandon running Rad TV and other days he is sitting in the co-captain chair. Oh, is that what we're calling it now?
I like it.
So it went from the guest chair to the sidekick chair to now it's the co-captain.
I like that.
Very fancy.
Robin has been promoted.
So
you can add that to your business card.
Last year.
Co-captain chair.
Business cards. How 1990 of you.
Yeah. Right. Biggest business card ever with so many titles on it.
So true.
Anytime a contractor or somebody walks into my home and hands me my business card, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, dude. You know, it's like toss that into the plants immediately.
It is strange.
Text me, bro.
So last year, bad radio was created.
Wait, did you say toss it in the plants?
I did. Are y'all caught up now and I can continue?
That's just funny.
Okay, cool.
That's so random.
Brandon, anybody, and Dawn, to allow Brandon to sit in the invisible captain's chair where I usually am. It's invisible because I'm standing. There is no chair over here in the main area. And then on occasion, Brandon would still be the captain and I would be the sidekick. And I would sit in the chair known as the guest chair, which is what Brandon's in right now, which is now apparently the co-captain chair. But Brandon will confirm that chair where Brandon is, I know now from personal experience, is so much better than where I'm standing.
This is the best chair because I get to just sit and react and not have to focus on any buttons, not have to worry about technical. Well, I do have to worry about technical things, but this is so nice, so cush. And Rob let me borrow his fancy chair, his fancy desk chair.
That is a fancy chair.
You can't see it on Rad TV, but it is super nice. It's probably, what, $2,000 for this chair?
I honestly do not remember. I don't think it would be that much. But
close?
You know,
close,
I don't look at prices.
Because that's a chair that's good for the back.
It's got more buttons that I need. I think I'll be launched into space from this chair.
Yeah, no, those are pricey. I looked into those. I said, hell no.
I was just doing launch into space. I'm sorry. I didn't confuse with my hand rising up. So I'm just hyper today.
I saw Kyle's left hand shoot up, which is usually the I've got a comment thing, but he was for Rad TV viewers showing off that Brandon's shooting in space. Because obviously Taylor, who wrote the email, watches us on Rad TV, because how would you know otherwise? Nothing else really changes.
Yeah.
And in terms of the why of it is so exactly what Brandon just described. Brandon gets to do the show like that with the freedom and express himself mainly more because you notice a difference when you're there.
I tend to fall back into the shadows when I'm working in the cockpit of the production studio just because Kyle can attest to this. There's like 8 different things you have to focus on.
8?
Well, okay, sorry, 10. There's just multiple screens, and you're being contacted by so many different people and having to put out fires and still do the show. Oof. Because I'm a pro, I can do it, but this is nice. It's like I'm almost on vacation when I'm in this chair. So
cool. And to the point, that Kyle's a pro too, but Kyle needs practice doing it so he can be more pro of a pro of a pro.
And he's doing great.
He is. But
Kyle.
You got to do it more. That's why occasionally, for no reason, Brandon will come over here and do the show or a segment or an hour or whatever back in the invisible captain's chair just to keep your chops wet so that if you ever have to or we ever have to change things around. By the way, on that note, Adam wrote in the minute the show started, also obviously a Rad TV viewer, which you can be at members.radradio.com. Remember, we're unloading everything tomorrow. Not everything. I mean, we're just beginning unloading everything tomorrow on Rad TV, the first 3 episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Woohoo! Yeah.
His brand new podcast premieres tomorrow. There'll be 3 episodes, so you can binge watch all weekend, and then new episodes will continue to roll out after that.
I watched the previews. Producer Nick has been editing up and making them look really pretty, and I got to see some previews this morning, and they're looking great. I'm really excited for them.
Team meeting. I could have addressed this via text, but that would have been difficult this morning. Mm. So can we start promoting the video, like the video teasers today?
Absolutely.
On social media?
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, good.
Because we're also releasing tomorrow all of the behind-the-scenes tours of the entire building, the RAD building, the private studios, all of our offices, the break room, the nap room, and more. That'll be on RAD TV tomorrow morning as well. Next week, we start rolling out other things, other shows. The Probcast is coming back. The Prodcast is coming back. The Soapbox. Dawn has 2 new shows coming out. One on the best ways and reasons to hate men.
That's not true. That's not bad.
It's called the Hen House because it's shorter. And there's also Dawn impersonates the Pioneer Woman as
well. It's Nana Dawn's Diner.
Same thing.
God.
So that's all on RAD TV, which you can only see at members.radradio.com. And by the way, the minute you join, everything that's ever been done on RAD TV is there. You go back and watch all of it. Adam says, Brando's in the sidekick chair today, or co-captain chair, I guess, as we're calling it.
Can we pick the name? There's so many names.
He always has even better Rob is large and in charge jokes when he is sitting there. Good. Excellent.
Well, Rob is in charge, and he happens to be large as well.
I really take issue with large, okay? I've gained a few pounds.
Sorry.
I don't think I'm large.
Extra large.
It is. Oh, okay, yes. Extra large, that's nice.
No,
that's
it's not.
Than Fatty Fatterson, right?
Extra large is bigger than large, and I am not large. If you put me in front of 1,000 strangers, not one of them would describe me as large.
This is why it's funny to say extra large.
So they have big and tall stores, but they don't have just big stores for people like Rob, because Rob is only big and not tall.
Yeah.
So
correct.
Short and portly, is that what I need?
Need that store.
I'm sorry, average height and portly? Is that what we need?
That doesn't really ring off the tongue. Mm-hmm.
Nor is it necessary, because everything's fitting fine.
Just confirming, I put new headphones on. I just want to make sure we're saying lard, or are we saying large?
Large. Yeah.
They're all associated. Shut up.
Since we're talking about Rob and we mentioned large, I do smell a lot of food in the studio. Is that from you, Rob?
No, sure isn't.
That's me.
Okay.
And I'm hiding it from Rob. I saw him eyeballing my lunch.
It could be tempting.
I know. It smells good.
And it smells really good.
I actually barely eat during the show. My appetite kicks in later.
You have your food intravenously.
I have, is it next week? Yeah, next week is my next appointment with the doctor. Because we have to use the same scale every time.
Oh, yeah.
To see what the weight.
That's the way you do it.
Gain, plateau, loss, etc. is. Again, my doctor is not concerned. He says replacing alcohol with an appetite is not a bad thing, especially with your metabolism, your history, and your ability at any time to say, I'm going to change this.
Yes, it's all going to work out.
And we'll all end when I say it's going to end.
You're going to use the same scale? Because I thought you broke it last time.
We got this follow-up email from Shannon. She's writing in about, we told the story that Dawn's husband, Gary, had a last-minute hair and decided to take his dad to the Kings-Warriors game the other night, the play-in game. Kings will play again tomorrow night to get into the NBA playoffs. His dad didn't know they were going to sit in the second row, which they did, right next to the Kings bench and the scorer's table. And I put up on Instagram a post right when the game started, told everybody where they were sitting. We got a ton of emails from people who spotted them immediately and watched throughout the game. And Gary also didn't know at the time that his dad, who was in his 70s and loves basketball
He
was 81. Jesus, he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
You know what? He and my mom should date. Get them both out of the house.
Oh.
Basketball is Pop's his favorite sport, and he loves the Warriors, and he loves the Kings. We explained all that yesterday. And Shannon obviously stalked them the entire time because she wrote in yesterday during the Mixed Pick Sports Show. Which we do every morning at 10 a.m. on RAD TV and the membership site and the RAD radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And we did confirm the answer to the question. Shannon said, I noticed that they stayed the whole game. I'm wondering if they stayed to light the beam. And Gary did send me a picture, which we will have up for you now on RAD TV, where you can see Sabonis is there pressing the button. And you can see how amazing the seats were. that they had, because you could see that all Gary had to do was turn to his right, and oh, yep, there's the scorer's table,
and
there's Sabonis and pressing the light, and the big purple beam goes up in the air. And on a selfish note, I need the Kings to win tomorrow night, not just because I want them to, but because I want to try our theory of, can I see the beam from 30 miles away from downtown Sacramento, but I have our backyard. We have a direct line of sight to downtown Sacramento because we were asking how far away can you see the beam, et cetera.
Do you notice a lot of light pollution when you're when you get down to that range, when you can see the actual downtown area? Because I'm afraid that that's going to block out any of the beam, especially if it's a little bit overcast.
If it's if it's a hazy night or a cloudy night, and I don't know what the forecast is because I don't believe in them. Yes, that's right. I don't believe in forecasts. it could affect things, so we'll have to take that into account. Now, we had an emailer yesterday who proves why women shouldn't be involved in sports. Because she wrote in and she's like, oh, yay, I knew the Kings were going to win. I'm so happy.
I don't know if there were yays.
She wished an injury.
Oh.
Well, there was already an injury, but she wished that it would be so bad that it would keep the star player of the team the Kings will be playing tomorrow night, Zion Williamson, out of the game. I find that appalling as a lifelong sports fan because you want to beat people at their best.
Yep.
You want to be able to walk away and say, we didn't just get into the playoffs because the 49ers lost every single one of their quarterbacks, like happened 2 years ago. Remember, even Brock Purdy got hurt. And what, James Johnson, a soul singer, was like the quarterback for the last quarter. I mean, it's really upset. You want to be able to walk away, and you want to say, well, we beat them at their best.
Yes.
You shouldn't hope for that.
In life in general, you want to know that you accomplished something against the best, whether it's sports, the workplace, whatever it is you're doing. Like, you don't want to, because you'll, I guess you have to be built that way. Because I know all of us, we would be wondering, whatever it is that we'd be participating in, and someone who was considered the best wasn't there. I know whatever game it was or whatever we're doing, I'd be like, huh, I wonder if I really would have won.
And
because so-and-so's not here. And it doesn't make me feel as proud.
Dawn brought up, you know, the level of motivation and confidence that it can or can't instill in a team. Let's say the Kings go to New Orleans and they beat the Pelicans tomorrow night on the bus on the way back to the hotel. Or at some point in that evening, one of the Kings players will whisper to another, would we have won if they had Zion? Because it is confirmed. New Orleans Pelicans forward Zion Williamson has been ruled out of Friday's play-in tournament elimination game tomorrow night. In fact, we broke this news during the Mixed Pick Sports Show yesterday. An MRI confirmed the injury. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Now that takes us from the difference between the email we got from the cute little girl yesterday wishing for this to now the fact of the matter in sports. The Kings, if the Kings win tomorrow, they will still wonder that, depending on how much they win and how they win. However, in sports, it's very simple. For New Orleans, your job is to adapt and overcome. You don't get to use it as an excuse. It's like a bad call. And if they cannot win without Zion, it means they were never going to continue to go on and win the NBA playoffs. All of those things are true at the same time.
Boy, and you still feel terrible if you win or lose. Because you win, you're like, eh, did we really? Oh. And then if you lose, you're like, wow, how bad would we have lost if that dude was here?
That's worse, by the way.
So I had a buddy text me, and he was letting me know that if we lose tomorrow, we get a first-round pick. But if we don't lose, if we win, we beat New Orleans, then we have to wait for a first-round pick until 2029. Is there any logic to that, or am I getting things wrong?
I have to look into that. Without any research or on-the-fly knowledge, that makes zero sense to me. He may be talking. I don't know why the Kings would even get into the lottery if they lost. I would have to look into that. It gets a little inside. We'll talk about it during the Mixed Pick Sportscast today, if it's even a thing, because your friend could just be talking out his butt.
Well, he's usually really smart about these things, so I was like, okay, I'll ask Rob.
We got to look into that.
So the good news is, though, the Kings win. Bad news for them, because they don't know, did we really win? But good news is, you can check out, as you started out saying, to see if you can see the beam, because it'll get lit. So we have more of a chance of finding out, whoever you are from, wherever you live in the Sacramento area, can I see the beam?
Because they do light it, even if they went on the road.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you care at all about the Kings or the Sacramento area, even, because the Kings do bring an energy to the area, you want them to win because it gets them into the playoffs, even if they don't go very far. And if they do go far, it becomes a really, really, really big story after the way they finish their season, because they have been kind of a letdown this year.
Well, and that answers their question. Let's say they win the next game after New Orleans people.
the people.
If they win their next game, they have their answer. Yes, we were good enough. Because we won this game too, right? Don't you kind of turn it that way?
You like... try. I mean, they would go on to a series then, a best of seven series.
Oh, damn.
And I don't know at that point the inner workings of the mentality. Kristen wrote in. We were talking about earlier this week. We revisited that Beyonce's Country Carter album is blowing everything off the charts. And that there are a ton of other artists that are included on the album that are getting new attention.
Is it Cowboy Carter?
Is that what did I say?
You said Country Carter.
It's Cowboy Carter. Sorry, too fast. Beyonce's country album, Cowboy Carter, was supposed to be the sentence. Thank you for catching that. And one of the artists that we had mentioned a week ago who saw like a 1,700% increase in interactions on social media, downloads of songs, etc., does background vocals on one of the tracks on Cowboy Carter. The track is called Spaghetti. His name is Shaboozy, and he is a black country artist as well. His management, clearly brilliant, waited a week after Beyonce released the entire album to then release his new song called The Bar Song, parenthetically entitled Tipsy. We played a little bit
of it.
Love it,
downloaded it.
So good.
Kristen wrote in and said, OMG, I am obsessed. I can't stop listening to The Bar Song by Shaboozy.
It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar.
Somebody wrote in and said, hey, Rob, you've got these legendary ears. Have you heard this Shaboozy song? I hadn't. And it took me all of like 8 seconds to hear it and go, okay, that's yet another extraordinary smash. This all goes back to after the Super Bowl when Beyonce released Texas Hold'em. And I told you right away, going to be a number one song. And it not only went number one country, it went number one pop. Mm-hmm. Dawn at the time told me I was an idiot. I'd lost it.
Terrible.
My ears were gone. And it was 48 hours.
Yeah, because it was just being played everywhere. Get it out of my head.
By the way, Eric wrote in and said, my buddy lives in Elk Grove and is able to see the beam from his yard.
Okay.
Without disclosing which way, where it's direction, I'm 30 miles away from downtown Sac. I don't know if that does or doesn't help me. We'll find out. Yeah. We'll see.
Isn't Elk Grove quite close to downtown?
It's closer than Rob's area.
Right? I don't know. I would have to, and where in Elk Grove?
Yes, right.
Because Elk Grove, I don't want to get too local for people, but Elk Grove is one of those suburbs that all of Sacramento's suburbs make no sense. Mm-hmm. And again, we don't want to be too local because we have people that have never visited the area. People, we were just talking yesterday, people that live in Texas have never been to California. Our suburbs are asinine. It can take you 20 minutes to drive from a suburb of Sacramento known as Rockland, California. It can take you 20 minutes to drive from one end of Rockland to the other.
Oh, yeah.
And yet somehow you're in the same city, but you go through a city called Roseville through half the time. Mm. It's the dumbest drawn area I've ever seen in my life. All right. We got this update from James yesterday. We were talking about Billy Joel's 100th show that was on CBS. It'll be repeated this Friday night. It's on Paramount Plus anytime. Then we got into a little back and forth because with a listener named Brianna, because Kyle insinuated that when Dawn and I and our significant others go see Billy Joel in Vegas in November, We're going to fall asleep, or don't people fall asleep because Billy Joel's boring.
Yeah.
And then a millennial, Brianna, wrote in and said, I'm Kyle's age. My mom raised me right. I love Billy Joel. Kyle called his mom old. Brianna wrote back and said, my mom was a year younger than yours when she had me. It just went back and forth. And Kyle came up with great comebacks like, and whatever.
Oh, and your mom's perfect. A hoe for show.
Right.
Yes. Don't forget that one.
Dawn stupidly joined in for a while that people will be falling asleep because they're all blue hairs, which is asinine. Because
it's funny, though.
We have provably we music testing and
facts.
Billy Joel's live performances.
True, where you can see it a bit, but you know, like Zeppelin and Hendrix, Billy Joel is timeless, very popular with Gen Zers, millennials,
sure,
etc. Right, but she still makes stupid jokes that have no premise to them.
It doesn't matter. It makes me laugh.
James says, I'm sitting here watching the Billy Joel 100th show on Paramount Plus because, unlike Kyle, I am a cultured millennial and I love Billy Joel.
Ooh, cultured.
Now, Kyle is 100% entitled to his opinion about Billy Joel. I just know he's totally wrong.
Okay. In your opinion.
I just had a couple takeaways as I'm watching the show, which I still haven't seen. Did you check it out, Brando?
I have not checked it out yet. My plan is to either wait until Sunday after I get back from L.A. from going to the Say Santa show at the Hollywood Bowl just to, like, wind down. But I don't know. I really, really want to, like, take the time, dedicate, and blast my surround sound and really enjoy the whole 3 hours.
Yeah.
Here's a couple takeaways from watching the show. One, why hasn't Circles with an S gotten big enough yet so I can get my investment back and then have Rob and Dawn like money? Because I would pay anything to get right up front with presumably you both.
That's sweet.
If you're going to go, you go big if you can.
We're not up front, are we?
And we will we'll talk more about Circles with an S in mere moments and how you can get a second chance to win Rob's change. James goes on to say, he is still, Billy Joel, is still a showman. Even when he's just sitting there at his piano, he knows how to engage the crowd. And the real thing that impressed me is he doesn't seem to wear an earpiece that most musicians do now. He just trusts his talent and his voice, and he hits the notes, and goddamn if it's not near perfection.
Aww. That is awesome.
Just thought I'd share my thoughts as I was sitting here listening to a musical icon.
I mean, I'm sure I'll end up enjoying it, and it'll be a lot of fun. But it sure is fun to joke about.
It sure is. It's so great to take something that someone you love, many people you love, are excited about, and tear it down prior. It's super cool. Speaking of Circles with an S, we are going to get to Win Rob's Change, which we do every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. First of all, there's the classic way to win. You have to figure out the clues that we're giving you, which have been written this time by Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, because it is a mega bucket. It's an amount of money that is worthy of the word mega. But Michelle has this annoying thing she does where she lists off words or phrases or song titles, and for a while you think you know what she's talking about, and then curveball.
Perfect.
And somehow you're supposed to take all these clues and figure out a number. And that number, based on those words and clues and phrases, is the amount in the bucket, and you win it.
I love her mind.
We've had six guesses and six clues, and if you have figured it out, you can win. There is a second person who will win using the Circles with an S app, and we will explain all of that after we get caller 18 to win Rob's change right now at 888-989-9811.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.